Good morning. It's Pastor Chris at Liberty Baptist, and I'm coming to you this morning by video because Greta has had the COVID diagnosis, and so in order to protect you, I have chosen to end to care for her. I decided to stay home and to record this so that we can still get the message of the gospel out, but at the same time, I can do what I need to do to take care of my wife. So this morning, I want to start a series, and it's called I Love My Church. And the idea is that the church, loving the church, loving Liberty Baptist, which many of us have professed over these last several months as we prepare to go to our 150th anniversary, that loving the church means loving the people. And so we're going to be looking at John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, and she won't be able to put those up on the screen for you like normal, because if she does, she'll erase the video that I'm recording at this point. So you'll need to pull those Bibles out of the pews in front of you, or use your phones, or whatever. On Facebook, you'll have to, of course, use your Bible that you have at home. But, you know, there are different places and locations and buildings and places that we have to eventually visit in life. You know, I'm not talking about Disney World, because that's a want-to place. That's some place that we want to go. But I'm talking about the places that we need to go just because the course of life. School would be an example of that, or the dentist office. Various necessary places that invoke a bunch of responses in us, of feelings in us about how it is that we feel. And so we feel different about going to the mall as opposed to, say, going to the dentist. And so I want to talk about a few of those. And I would have had pictures to put up on the screen, but I have to hold them up today. So this is one place, and if I can get it to work the way it's supposed to. But if you look at this, you'll see this is a PennDOT driver center. So how does that make you feel? What is the one word of how you feel as you have to go to this location? Okay, so as you've yelled out those words, we'll move on to the next one. So the second image that we have is of a doctor's office. So, you know, we all sort of have to go there from time to time, and sometimes we get good news, sometimes bad, but it obviously evokes an emotion in us. It tells us how we feel, and some of us like going there maybe to get released from a heart condition and so forth. But when we go there at other times, it evokes maybe fear, maybe anxiety, maybe anger. I don't know. Lots of different reasons. And then the last one that I wanted to do with this was Walmart. And of course, many of us have emotions about when we have to go to Walmart. So, how does that make you feel? Does it make you happy that you have to go to Walmart? Or, what are the feelings that are evoked from that? So, all right. So those three places most likely did not have the most rave reviews. They some were worse than others, but all three of them, I think, are places that in most cases we go there because we have to, not necessarily because we want to. And to look at our list of words, I think as people gave those out or hollered those out, no one said love it. Most people don't love to go to the DMV, to the doctor, or to Walmart. Although, you know, there are a few maybe that enjoy the Walmart a little bit more anxiously than others. But you'll occasionally hear someone say that they love Walmart, but most of the time it's not a pleasant experience. But I wonder what people would say if we put our church up on the screen. If we were to put a picture of Liberty Baptist Church, I wonder what people would say. And, you know, don't say anything out loud for that one, but, you know, let's think about it. Do we think about the church the same way that we think about going to the DMV, the doctor's office, or to Walmart? This is just a place that we feel like we have to go to. It's some place that we need to be, or is there more to it? Think about the people who are here with us today, or maybe the people who haven't stepped into a church in a long time, or maybe ever. I'd be willing to guess that some of them would describe coming to church like we describe going to the DMV. Or based on their experience, maybe that would be far from the truth. Maybe they didn't have a good experience when they came to church the first time. But is that what God intended when he created the church? Is that what God intended, this idea of community, of people that God was envisioning? And I believe the Bible tells us no. That was not, and it is not God's plan for his church. Because as we've seen over the last several years, as we see into the future, as we plan, the vision that we have for the church is that we are a place to belong, that we are reaching out into the community, attracting believers to Christ, and building those believers, making them stronger. And so that's the vision, that's the purpose that we have at Liberty Baptist. That's what we're here for. That's what my goal is as your pastor, is to create an environment that allows us to reach out into the community, but at the same time to build each other up and to care for each other with practical needs in ways that only Christians can do. And to be amazed, essentially, that people would love each other so much that they want to take care of each other. And, you know, I believe that God wants us to love the church. Not love that we see in the news sometimes or maybe have experienced in the past, but love the church as he intended it to be. That's what this series is going to be about. That we learn to be the community that God intended us to be. And so before we jump into this, I'd like to pray and ask God to speak to our hearts in his word. Let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. God, we thank you for all those who are gathered here today or watching online. Lord, we just ask that you would open our hearts and minds, that we would see what your love is all about. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to John chapter 13, read verses 34 through 35 together. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, this verse is a prelude of the church to come. The church will start in the book of Acts, as we're in this book of John. But here we find Jesus meeting with his disciples, telling them how his followers should be known. So this is before the establishment of the church and what the reputation will be of his community, this community that he is creating. They will be a people known for their love for one another. And that's what they should be known for. Church people are meant to love one another. It's not an option. It's not an elective. It's a command from Jesus. We are to love one another. So when you wonder, why am I doing this? Why is it that I have to continue to take one more step or be the first one through the door? Why is that? It's because Jesus commanded us to do it. What does that mean? What does it mean to love one? When we say we want to love the church as God intended it and us to be, what do we mean by love? You know, every once in a while we'll go to a restaurant in town or a restaurant in State College that's new to us. And, you know, I'm a hamburger guy, and I had the most amazing hamburger at, you know, this the place that we ate at. I like the one at Oddfellas. So it was a very good burger, and so my wife, Greta, she loved her food too, and so we talked about afterwards as we were leaving how great the service was and how the overall experience was phenomenal. And so I said to her on the way home, I think that's going to be one of my new favorite places. I love it. As the kids grew up, another example that we could use of what love is as the kids grew up, all kinds of little toys and things that you have to put together. And so, she had, Ashley and Kristen both have had different things. And you put them together and they're like, you know, Dad, will you put it together? Will you play with me? Will you do all these things? And so you do that and you have a great time laughing and playing. And as you tuck them into bed the night after you do that, you ask them, you know, did you have a good day? And he said, you know what? It was super fun, especially you know, the princess castle or whatever it may be. I love you, Dad. I love you too. And that's what you tell your kids, right? So I love my daughters. And what do we mean when we say I love my church? What does it mean to love one another? Does he want us to love one another like I love my experience with my restaurant? Or maybe he wants me to love my church like I love my kids. What do we mean when we say I love my church? What do you mean when you say I love my church? What does it mean to love one another? Does he want us to love one another like those two things? With the restaurant, I was experiencing something that was given to me, a place offering me something. The restaurant fed me and provided a moment in which I could participate. If the experience itself was excellent, I could rate it as so, give it a positive review, and recommend it to other people. If it was the opposite type of experience, I wouldn't return and I'd tell others to avoid it. And with my daughters, I was experiencing an important relationship. My daughter is someone I'm intrinsically connected with. My love for her isn't based on what I'm receiving or experiencing, but based on who she is and what is involved in our relationship. Because I love her, I care for her, I play with her, and we go through life together. That journey might bring about some not so great experiences, but we work through those. I don't rate my children on the internet. I love them. The church was never meant to be like a restaurant. It was meant to be based on relationships. And so this begins first and foremost in a relationship with Jesus. And through that, we are connected to each other. You see, Jesus loves us and brought us into relationship with himself. He died on the cross so that we might have a hope of an everlasting life. God sent his Son to live like us, to show us what it was like to live a perfect life. The only person that could ever live perfectly is a human being. And then he sacrificed himself so that you might have hope of an everlasting life with God. What does that mean? That means that he loves you. And he has loved you. And he'll continue to do that. His death on the cross was an act of love for us. And earlier in John, we're told that it's because God loved us. It's because of John that God loved us that he sent his Son to die, that we might have real life. He intentionally loved us and served us. In being brought into that relationship, we aren't only brought into a relationship with Jesus, but we're also into a relationship with one another. Being in a relationship with Jesus means being part of the church, part of his kingdom, part of the family of faith. Many people treat church like a restaurant. If the experience isn't just their liking, they'll find somewhere else to go, or they'll not go at all. This is beyond unfortunate, because this sets up expectations for the church that it was never, ever intended to fulfill. And also, I have to be honest here, this isn't a relationship focused. This is a self-focused opportunity. This isn't loving Jesus as Jesus loved us. This is loves as I see fit and comfortable with, and for my own gain. The church is not supposed to be like that. You will experience a love for the church when you intentionally love the church. You will have a deep sense of love for the church when you actively and intentionally practice love for the church. The opposite is also true. When you don't intentionally love the church, then you will not experience a love for the church. We'll love the church when it's about relationships, not when it's like a restaurant. What does it look like to intentionally love the church, to be in community with one another as God intended it to be? Well, that's what the rest of this series and what we're going to look at over the next several weeks is about. And so an overview of what we're going to talk about is love by connecting. Being in a community, in fellowship, in a relationship with each other is more than knowing people's names and where they sit on Sunday morning. We love each other when we stand alongside each other. Being connected with one another is ensuring that no one stands alone. And love by serving. God has given each of you, each of us, his followers, a supernaturally empowered ability. Did you hear that? Supernaturally. So we're all superheroes. to encourage and help one another in the community of faith. Did you know that you have superpowers? We're going to talk about that. The third thing is love by giving. Yes, we're going to talk about giving. Probably not in the way that you would think and expect. In fact, we're going to talk all about tithe. We won't talk at all about tithe or percentages of what you should give. We won't even try any ill-planned guilt trips to get you to give more. We'll simply talk about giving as an indicator of love. And the fourth thing is love by sharing. The love that Jesus gives to us and that we can give to one another and have for one another isn't to be hoarded within the walls of the church. The love that we have for one another is meant to show our community what love of Jesus looks like. If we aren't sharing the love of God with our words and our deeds, then we aren't truly loving. We'll talk about this as well. So I invite you to stick with us the next couple of weeks as we look at the various ways that we can intentionally love the church as we see what it is God intended for the community of faith. As some of you are with us today and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want to invite you to stick around as well. Some of you have had some negative experiences with the church in the past. And for that, I'm truly sorry. And I want you to know that's not what God intended. But what did He intend? Why not join us for a few weeks to learn about what it is that He intended, what the church is supposed to look like? And so I want you to go out and to share about this church that you love as we prepare to celebrate our 150th anniversary, as we prepare to go down this exciting journey of looking at what it is that makes us special as a church. What is it that brings us together as a community of faith? Again, I want to thank you for your prayers and ask that you would continue to pray for Greta and as she heals, and pray for my protection as I care for her. But we have many people in our church family that right now that are sick with something. Many are fighting the COVID, other viruses. Many have cancer. Just pray because God needs to heal us. He needs to protect us, and it's the only way that we're going to make it through this. So God bless you all, and I will talk to you again next week, hopefully, as the things become safer. God bless you. Thank you.